Dr. Murray leads this part of the conversation by sharing his thoughts on equitable care for all and how it benefits everyone, followed by Dr. Nabavizita emphasizing the importance of outreach.
This idea of inclusion with regards to quality treatment of Black people with cancer diagnoses is not just a one-way benefit. If you did not care about people and humanity at all,
right,
and strictly followed it from a viewpoint divorce of morality,
right,
you would still,
right,
lead to the same conclusion of inclusivity and quality treatments for minority subgroups are for the benefit of all.
Yeah.
So when I say the inclusivity of minority subgroups and quality cancer treatment, I really want to underline, bold, highlight, italicize quality healthcare.
Right.
Please.
Right. Not just any old health.
Yes.
Same quality you would want to receive.
Exactly.
Yeah. Having negative healthcare experiences definitely chase people away from the doctor's office and chase people away from being properly diagnosed. So, that's always going to play a factor. And it'll prevent us from getting the type of data that we need. The concept of individualized treatments based on ethnicity and different genes, I mean, at the bare basis of, foundation, it makes complete sense. I do recall, like, in high school when they started discussing multiculturalism as a negative thing. It was like, no, we're all the same. We're all Americans, and that's it. And I remember thinking back then, like, but sure, we're all American. My father is Nigerian. My mother is Jamaican. There are things that are unique to our culture. If we're aware of it and we're sharing this information, we can all benefit from the way just that we relate to each other. To be able to look historically at some of the medical challenges and advantages based on what people, their place of origin, how that information would not be useful to everyone, I just, like, it completely befuddles me. Why would, want to tap that information as much as possible? But there have been some oppressive factors hovering all over all of these conversations that really show, they really show that the disadvantage of thinking as individuals and not looking at ourselves as a global community. I just recently heard something about the thermometers working differently based on the degree of melanation.
Yeah.
Someone's skin, the little thermometer gun.
Right, the optical ones that you put on the forehead. Yeah, exactly.
And that hadn't even crossed my mind that, especially in a time when it's very important, we're trying to, detect symptoms associated with COVID and just people being sick, period, that there are so many members of our community that could be going to clinics and going to different places, and maybe they're not feeling well, and then they get checked. And they're like, oh, no, you're fine.
You're fine, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Our tests and tools that have been validated for white people say you're fine.
Right.
No, totally. I mean, one great example of that is in the dermatology clinic, right, with skin rashes and lesions and things like that that show up on people's skins. They look different based on your skin color, as you can imagine.
Right.
And in medical school, I mean, I can attest to this. All the pictures we looked at to look at how rashes look are in, non-Black, non-brown, specifically white people.
Right.
And without that training and without that diversity, you miss things, right? And they know that they're going to miss something if they don't really strive hard for that outreach to include, underrepresented minorities, Black, the Black community, the Latinx community, the Asian American community, Native American community.
In this next segment, I continue on with Nima as we discuss the challenges of medical disinformation.
But I hear the level of excitement. How difficult is it to maintain that level of excitement when the people that you're interacting with are being bombarded with all manner of misinformation, different disinformation,
yeah,
on top of a diagnosis that's filling them with fear.
Right. No, I mean, information is at everybody's hands immediately. And I understand that. And I go into every appointment I have with a new patient with the kind of background knowledge that they may have reservations on what I'm about to say. And first and foremost, it's my job to establish some trust.
Yes.
Nobody's gonna listen to anything you say unless you sit there, you calm down, you put your phone down, you look them in the eye and establish some trust and kind of show them that you're somebody who's going to be there and walk the walk with them. So, I mean, that's number one. And then past that, I think it's just an ability to speak to people on their level. You know, as medical providers, you know, I was mentioning to you before this podcast, I recorded a podcast 2 weeks ago for a medical journal, and it was super, super high level jargon.
Yeah.
And a lot of doctors, and especially cancer doctors, can kind of jump into that jargon immediately. And, you know, almost immediately you'll lose attention and patience, you know, and I kind of already know that, you know, patients will leave their initial visit with me with maybe like two sentences of information. They're just overwhelmed.
Right.
Completely overwhelmed. And the good thing about, you know, the cancer specialty is that first visit isn't the only visit. It's a relationship that you're going to continue to kind of garner and the trust that you're going to continue to build. And I mean, certainly I don't earn many people's trust on the first visit. It takes the third, fourth, fifth visit for them to kind of see that I'm actually dedicated. I kind of know what I'm doing. And, you know, I want to get them through this safely and effectively.
Yeah.
Our episode concludes with Kim cornering me. I mean, encouraging me to get tested.
We know, and I got to ask you, did you get your PSA done?
What's that?
The prostate-specific antigen, the blood test? You're 45?
So we're going to wrap the episode. The questions are supposed to be going one direction, and they keep coming back the other. I feel like I haven't.
Go get it.
Okay. All right. Go get it. That's just blood tests. It's blood tests.
That's yours.
Yeah, it's blood tests. That's easy.
Get that baseline.
Okay.
Get that baseline.
Okay.
You know? That's what this conversation's about.
Right.
We both need the information.
Yeah.
Without that, where are we going to go together?
Right.
Let's help each other.
Subscribe so you don't miss an episode of Finding Hope. Cancer Screening is a Future, available everywhere you listen to podcasts. Presented by OHSU Knight Cancer Institute. For more information on the OHSU Knight Cancer Institute, visit www.ohsu.edu/Knight-Cancer-Institute. And for more details on the Pathfinder 2 study, including eligibility requirements, visit www.ohsu.edu/Pathfinder-study.